Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the premiere episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studios, Spiritual Development Academy, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. Wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you are listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me and tuning in. You know, I did want to let you know, here we are in winter, and maybe you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose. You can go to my website page, terryannhyman.com, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. Check it out. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, my Empowered Spirit program can offer you some. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that helps you connect to your spirit, teaching you intuitive development tools, Reiki energy, and even helping you to create new spiritual contracts for your life. I have 5 spots left for this winter season. Contact me for your free assessment. Also have a bonus for joining in this month of January. You can find more about this at the empoweredspiritprogram.com website page. And I'd also like to invite you to my Facebook group, the Empowered Spirit Circle. Yes, this is a private group on Facebook that offers you private support, blessings, energies, articles about metaphysical works, all these many things. And actually, we're all doing a 42-day abundance meditation with Reiki right now, just for being in the group. So you can email me to join. You can find me on Facebook, whatever it is. But if you join in today, all of you listening right now, if you join in today and mention that you heard this on the show, I will give you a complimentary reading. I will give you a spiritual direction reading for empowering this first quarter of the year. So do that. Join in. Find me on Facebook. I'm really offering all of that to you for coming in on my first show of this new show, of this new season and this new show that I'm offering. So how is everyone today? So much going on in the world. Yes, we can all take a nice big deep inhale because the retrograde is over. It cleared out yesterday. However, it does take a few days to move all that energy out. So if you have any big contracts to sign or any new deals to make, just try to push it down towards the end of the week a little bit more. Full moon coming in on Thursday. So just give it a little chance to clear out. I know most of us are really glad. I have had so much difficulty right here at the end between passwords and internet banking and all these things that we do that Mercury controls. So I'm hoping it all moves out myself. So all I can say is Meryl Streep, right? Oh my gosh, the power of her voice last night. To stand up and to take that moment when so many are listening and to really speak from her truth. What a great example. And what a great example we are all going to need to use as we move into this year. It's going to be difficult to know what the truth is out there. So finding your truth, hearing it from others like that, hearing that empowered voice come forward is going to be a really, really guiding light for all of us. And so I just ask you right now, where are you speaking your truth? And where are you getting caught up in the mass consciousness of fear and speaking that instead? Where are you perpetuating that mass consciousness all around us? Where are you trying to make a difference and stay in your truth? You know, empowering that spirit of yours is so important to be able to do this. Yes, it does take confidence. It does take knowing what your inner guidance is offering. you know, the outside world, that mass consciousness, the outside world just gives us so many opportunities to avoid going inward. I know the excuses. I have them too. We're busy. We have lots to do. We have work things on our list. We've got family to take care of. I know we all have so many responsibilities, of course. And then there's just the usual social media. Let me play on Facebook for a while. Let me just check it. And, you know, 45 minutes later, right? But really the thing is empowering your spirit and tapping into your spiritual path is what will guide you. It's what will empower you no matter what, no matter how busy, no matter any of this. This is where you can listen to the guidance within your own self. This is how you release energy. This is how you let go of those struggles. The more that you can sit with yourself, the more this will occur. Now, sometimes sitting with yourself in meditation, all those thoughts, right? You think you can't do it, but that's how we do it. We have to let them detox. And then maybe you'll have a dream later that really helps to work it all out. Or maybe you'll have a vision, or maybe you'll have a little moment where you like get it. But you got to clear out those toxic thoughts. You really do. And that does take discipline. It takes discipline to come back each and every day to focus. And you know, even just 5 minutes can make a difference. Deeply breathing, letting go of where you are, dropping into the parasympathetic. Yes, it can. So let's just do that right now. Let us all just take a moment. Been rushing around. Many of us had ice storms, snowstorms all around. So let's just gather our energies as we go to open up this energy for this new show and for 2017. Wherever you are, if you can, closing the eyes. Taking a nice deep inhale. And exhale, lighting a little sage. Inhale as you pull up the energy from the earth. Feel it coming up through the legs, through the body, through the crown, up into the heavens. And exhale, pull that energy all the way back down, deep into the earth. Inhaling and exhaling, tuning in. Inhaling as we call in divine guidance, our spiritual teachers, the masters, the archangels, and let us bring in our own spirit guides. We ask that you work with us and through us to surround us and protect us. As we open this show today and open our week, acknowledging our place in the universe right here, new year, season of winter, calling in protection to the north and the south, the east and the west, above us, below us, right into the very center, right into our hearts, asking for anything less than light to be gone. And only the highest vibrations be with us today. Calling in Ariel, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, the angels. And let us draw a message for them for our week. Divine timing. I love this card. Divine timing is so important in all the many aspects of what we do. So many things require divine timing to make that right deal, to make the right phone call, to meet all of these things, to manifest. It is all about divine timing, right? So we open up to this energy by opening up to the energy of our own spirit this week, being in that present moment, finding those opportunities to really feel that divine timing. Look for the 111s, look for the 444s, look for that divine timing all around you and stay focused so that you can hear those messages coming through. And if there is something you're trying to manifest or bring forward, this is key. So take a nice deep inhale and let this card carry you through the work week or through your own week, whatever that is for you, finding those moments that you can feel that present moment, that divine timing opening up for your life. Inhaling and exhaling, sending that breath all the way back down, feeling your feet on the earth coming back, already noticing a little calmer. A little calmer in energy surrounding you. So as I mentioned, today's episode is a new show for me. It's really focusing in, as I go to set my intentions for this show, focusing in all the many ways that we can empower our spirit to spiritually direct our lives. And we're going to be talking about what the spirit is, how the spirit works. We're going to be talking about energy tools, how you process energy, how you open up to energy. And we'll be having guests that support this as well. We're also going to be doing a little bit, too, of looking at the whole mind, body, and spirit and how they all interrelate that can empower you even greater. I know I have a guest coming on in a couple of weeks, or actually next week, Dr. Teff, who's out in Hollywood and finding out that his research on taking a bit of your hair can tell you exactly what you need for your health, for your diet. Very excited about it. He is too. It's all amazing research that he's come up with. I talked to him last week about the energy. So excited. So that'll be coming forward. And then we're going to look to Katie Rogers. She's going to be back. Many of you know my dear friend Katie. Yes, she's a feng shui expert, and we're coming into the year of the rooster. That's going to be on the 23rd, and we're going to be talking about how that can empower your spirit when you're aligned with the energy of your home and the energy of the year coming forward. We're also going to be doing a Facebook Live that day. I'm very excited about that. We're going to have someone come on and talk about Ayurvedic health, talking about light, talking about crystals, all these many things that can come in to help us. And then in between, we'll be doing calls like this because I really love talking to each of you. I love it when you call me back. I love hearing about your lives. And I love hearing and seeing how some of these tips can really help to empower you. So, yes, I will be intermingling both types of shows. Again, if you follow me on Blog Talk, you will get all the episode information. You'll know when to call, when to listen. You can follow it on iTunes and download it on your phone. I know I follow many people and love podcasts. Maybe you're new to podcasts, but it's a great way to learn when you're maybe exercising or walking or hiking or driving. Really great. And today, as I said, if you follow me on Blog Talk, you will get a guide, 7 tips of what you need to learn to know to empower your spirit. And if you come on over to my Facebook circle, it's Empowered Spirit Circle on the Facebook, you'll actually get a complimentary session with me. So I did want to mention just one of the tips. I'm not going to give it all away. Just one of the tips to get you inspired to join in. One of the main things to know about empowering your spirit, it's so important, is how you process your energy. How do you take it in when you walk into a room? How do you perceive it? How do you know what's going on? Are you very sensitive? Are you taking in other people's energy? Are you seeing things? Are you hearing things? How you process energy is the key to knowing about your spirit, I think. Because if you're not knowing about it, then you're taking everybody else's energy in. How do you know what's yours and what's not, right? So very key to knowing. It's also very key on how you release energy. Or do you hold on to it way too often? So that's one of the first things that we need to learn and we need to know. It's actually one of the things my Empowered Spirit program teaches you. So do you know how you process your own energy? Good question, right? All right. So that's one of the tips. Maybe I'll share another one before we get to the end of the show. But I do have lots of callers and I do want to get to your questions. That's for sure. So we're going to... you can ask me a question as we go to the show. You can ask me a question, but I'm going to kind of use a format I like to use for January, and we'll see if that'll work for everybody. And that's like kind of like the blessings of where you are right now, the challenges, maybe it's even the challenges of what's getting in your way of empowering your spirit and the action that you can take. I'm using my Rider-Waite cards. I'm shuffling them now, and I'm going to come to the first caller, and that's going to be Rose. Rose from New Jersey. Hi, hello. Rose.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Good. Did you get snow up there?
Yep. I don't mind. I don't mind. I think it's fun, but.
Good. Very good. We did too. Not much. We got ice, and that just messes it up down here. Birmingham is very hilly. I was actually in Atlanta, and they closed a lot down there too. All right, Rose,
wow.
What is going on for you?
Well, I wanted you to tell me what's going on with my love life for 2017.
All right. So tell me when to quit shuffling.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So this card practically jumped out, so I'm going to turn that one over. All right. So the thing that comes up is that it's not actually answering the love question, but I think when we can relate the pentacles of our life to how well we connect to the universe, we can look at it a little bit of that way. So this card It's the Nine of Pentacles. And so it's talking about a little bit about, you have a lot for your own self. You have a lot of blessings in your life, but it looks like there's a little bit of disenchantment going on. Like, okay, so what? Like, I have this, but okay. And maybe that has to do with a little bit of missing some of that partnering, right? Maybe that has some of that to do with it. But one of the things I do know when this card comes up is like gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude, and gratitude, because that raises that vibration. Right. And the best and most attractive thing for meeting someone else is to have a nice high vibration of what it is that you want to attract right back out. Right. Right back in. Right. So when you can keep that vibration higher. So just maybe, you know, make a practice of really honoring all the things around you. So that will help, because gratitude is an ascending vibration. I don't know if you know what that means, but gratitude, when you start to get in gratitude, your vibration starts to raise higher and higher. And then what happens is that negative, the lower vibrations fall off. The fear, the anxiety, the stress, those start to go away. So by offering like five things every morning before you even get out of bed of what you're grateful for, that can help to raise that vibration, which then becomes very attractive. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the next card that comes up is a people card, and it's the King of Wands. So it is reversed. So sometimes when that in a reverse card comes up, it means that we haven't yet accessed the energy. And you're asking about love life in 2017. So I feel like this is saying that there is a man of passion around you. It's just that you haven't been able to, divine timing, hello, you haven't been able to access that for you yet. So this, again, has to do with that, putting that vibration out there. And when you go out and when you're out, you know, kind of looking and, I don't know what you do, but networking, or I don't know, maybe you go out socially, or, you know, in your circles of people that you're already going out with, make sure that that vibration is out there, you know, and really that comes from loving yourself too. Like, make sure you're feeling good about yourself instead of like, oh, I'm never going to find anybody. No one wants to go out with me, you know, some of that self-talk. Okay. Because that man of passion is out there for you. It's just under the surface. You haven't like stepped into that divine timing, as we were talking about before. All right. Does that make sense? Do you get out? Are you on internet dating, or do you have friends that can set you up? Or?
No, I go to dances, singles dances.
Oh, I love that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah. So try to, you know, kind of open the heart and put that energy, project it out. Because one of the other things of the next card that comes up, which is your action, which is the Empress energy. Now, the Empress energy is all about fertility. It's all about that love and that passion and that desire, but it's reversed too. All right. So when, again, the cards are reversed, we're not accessing that information or that energy for us. So make sure as you raise that vibration, that's part of it too, and that's going to help you access it, that you feel that part of who you are. You know, and dancing is a great way. You can put on some cute shoes, you can put on a cute dress, right? And that can help you to open up that passionate energy for you. So don't give up. Yes, don't give up at all. It is right around you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good luck. Check in. Join my group. Let me hear what's happening, all right?
All right.
Thank you so much for calling to your spirit. All right. I love it. Take a nice deep inhale, everyone. And just take a moment. And if this is a question for you, you're listening in later, perhaps this is a question for you about romance. Think about it for yourself too. How can these cards apply? If you're listening, they apply. Can you raise your vibration up a little bit? Can you pour in more gratitude for all the things around you, including yourself? You know, that Empress card is all about the beauty and the love and fertility of our female energy. So put it out there. Stretch your stuff, right? I think that's really important so that you can divine timing. You can bring in that new romance for you. And I am listening to that advice as well. All right. Take a nice deep inhale and exhale. I'm going to go to my next caller, Crystal.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm here. I'm fine. Doing well.
Okay. And what's going on for you today?
I'm just querying a relationship advice about me and someone by the name of Jason.
Okay. All right. So asking about Jason. So just take a nice deep inhale and just tell me when to stop.
Okay, he could stop now.
Okay. Let's see what Spirit wants you to know about you and Jason. Ooh, very interesting cards. All right, so the first card that came up is a picture of a guy. So I'm going to just kind of say maybe that is a little bit of Jason. It's actually a seven in the suit of pentacles. So a seven is about spiritual energy. And the picture, though, on the card is a little bit of like, okay, I've done all this, and a little bit of disenchantment. So I would just check in, like, what are his energy levels? And is he holding his own energy? And are you taking on way too much of his? So sometimes when we get in a relationship, we kind of can lose our own feelings because we're so concerned about somebody else and what they're doing that we can forget to hold ours. And maybe there's something else going on a little bit. I mean, this card seems to suggest he feels a little disenchanted and it leaves you not sure of where the energy is in the relationship. Does that ring a bell?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So some of his, and I'm just reading what the cards say and tell me if I'm on track, Crystal, but some of the card is indicating that he's a little bit more disenchanted with some of his work and not necessarily with you. And that could be some mixed messages going on that maybe he's not as happy and maybe you aren't talking about this. And, you know, maybe this is partly where you're not sure of what's going on and why you're wanting to ask the questions.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that,
you know, he's facing some frustration with achieving his goals. So.
Yes, that's exactly what this card is. Absolutely. And so the interesting thing about this card is that there is one that falls right at the feet, and maybe he's a little bit spread all over the place, and maybe it is focused. But the point of the card is not for me to read what is going on for him, because it's really I'm reading for you and the energy that goes on with you guys. And so I want to bring you back to your energy. Give it a little space. Like, don't get so flipped out, because it does seem like it's more of that disenchantment and not you, but you're picking up his disenchantment and you're taking it on as you. All right. So just see if you can separate that boundary, because the next card that comes up for you is that Temperance card. Now, I love this card. This is a major arcana, and this is talking all about you and your work. All right. Your ability to transform energy, your ability to know your energy, kind of like we were talking about at the beginning of the show. Right. And so as you clean out and clear your energy, you can understand that better. But if you just keep it stuck and keep in that cycle of the mind, then you're not going to be able to know this. And the Temperance card is beautiful because it has a little fire energy into it, because it has that ability to stand on earth and to stand in the water. So that's the conscious and the subconscious minds, like putting both of those layers together and transforming that energy. And that is all about processing your energy. So being sure that you remind yourself to do that, clear your energy, clear out his, send him back his energy. You know, as I teach in my program, we have to send people back their energy so they have 100% power to work with it. You're not holding on to it. So very good advice for you. And when you start to clear that, you're going to be able to understand a little bit better about the relationship. And then the action for you to take is exactly that, is to just keep bringing in divine energy, keep running your energy, bring in what you want. If you want this relationship to work, where is your part in it? Because the Magician is the card that comes up here for you. And that's about somebody that, you know, has the ability to lay on the table their tools and then to access divine, bring it into the physical. All right. And there's roses all around the table and he's got everything roses above. So it's a beautiful high vibration card. But the thing to do it and the way to get there is, again, is being that Temperance card, running your energy, clearing it out, changing that old energy into fresh new energy, being able to know yours versus his. All right. And then if this is the relationship you want, you have that ability to manifest it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. It does.
All right.
Can I ask, like, what kind of cleansing can I do for, like, the new moon?
Yes. Actually, if you join my Facebook group, I do new moon videos. Yeah, and we don't have a new moon coming up until the 27th of the month. We have the full moon coming up. And actually, the full moon on Thursday is a perfect time to release, is to burn away doubt, fear, judgment, all of that. But if you do join my Facebook group, I do post the videos, and you'll get information on that as well. Yeah, absolutely. Empowered Spirit Circle on Facebook, or find me on Facebook either way, and I can put you in that way too. Yeah.
Okay.
And bonuses for joining today. Hello. All right. Good luck with that. And yes, some really, really good things to think about. Yes. Thank you for calling in. Stay warm up there. Take care.
That will do. Bye.
Bye. All right, beautiful reading. So just take a nice deep inhale, everyone, and exhale out. And yeah, sometimes we do take on way too much energy of our spouses, our partners, our relationships, and then we start to think it's our energy, and then we start to think it's us. So very important to clear and run your energy. Again, it's a great tool. It's one of those tools that I'm talking about that can help to empower you so you're strong in your energy and leaves your others as well. So let's just take a nice deep inhale, see where I am. Oh, good. I think I get to warm up a little bit. We're going to go down to Kate in Florida. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
How are you?
I am terrific. And you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited for my show and to do these offerings and to talk to all you guys. Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Very excited. Opening up. What can I do for you? What's going on?
Certainly, if you will, I would very much like the reading that you spoke of at the beginning of this show.
Okay. Blesses, challenges, and actions. Yes.
Yes, yes.
All right. Take a nice deep inhale, and you tell me when to shuffle. I mean, when to stop.
And now?
Okay. Blessings, challenges, and action. All right. So, blessings. A little challenging to read this card. Blessings is a Two of Pentacles, but it's reversed. So, Two of Pentacles generally represents like, I need to do this or I need to do that. I need to do this and I need to do that. And you can't really make a decision. And it's in the Pentacle format. So, the blessing of that is that you have choices. You do have some choices out there. That's a good blessing when we can have more choices than we need, right? So for you, I guess it's taking that and looking at it as like, I have these choices and I'm very blessed to do that. Now, which one is going to lead me to the right one? Is there some kind of decision you need to make right now?
There's always a decision, yes. Every decision.
There is. So do you get caught up in the chatter of that, or can you see what blessings those are to have those decisions and those opportunities? Look at them as opportunities for you.
Gosh, that is, I think, the challenge of our lives is to see the limitless choices.
Yeah. Well, it can be, because I know that sometimes when we get into the way of like, oh my God, I can't make a decision. I have all these choices. Oh my God. And then we get paralyzed and stuck and we can't do it. But when we can open up to the blessing of that and look at all that expansive energy, we can open up to that infinite possibility. So perhaps it's just a switch in your thinking, like, okay, look at all this infinite possibility for me right now. This is awesome. Because then the next card comes up and it's like, all right, so where are you building your craft? And this is an Eight of Pentacles. All right, so this moves into abundance. Who doesn't want abundance in 2017, right?
Right.
So this is all about focusing in on one of those gifted opportunities for you, because the card shows there's one like sitting right under him. He's working hard. He's working diligently. So where can you really expand in an area of your life that's really important to you? And that's key right there. And the next card that comes in, the action, is the Knight of Pentacles. And it's like, there is something wanting to come forward for you. There is something, but you're not getting it yet. You're not seeing it yet. And it's in the Pentacle form. So are you changing your job? Are you looking for work? I feel like you're work for yourself. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like that.
That is true.
Yeah. So this, all your whole reading is all about money. All right. So the money is there for you. It's staying in your craft. And it's actually like, really, again, it's like, okay, you've done your intern work. You've done your college work or your lessons or your certifications, whatever it may be for you. You're building your craft. And now the universe is saying, okay, we're ready to help you here. So where are you holding back and where are you playing small? Good question, right?
Yes.
Because that is exactly, that's because the Knight of Pentacles is reversed, all right? So if it was up there, it's like, okay, it's coming forward, but there is something there. And I feel like it goes back to that first card where maybe we're not recognizing that all these choices that we have and these decisions are infinite possibility and we're stressing over it. So we're moving into the lower vibration of that versus turning it right side up and opening up to that infinite potential, right? Whenever we say infinite potential, that's that infinity sign because it's there for us, and that makes us more expansive. Can you feel that? Like, oh, my God, I have all these decisions. But, oh, wow, look at all these possibilities. And then the universe can turn around and help you build that. Yeah, you have lots of choices coming up for you, lots of really good things to build your work. What do you do?
I have most recently been writing.
Okay.
And I have am in my 60s. I have done a great many things in my life.
Okay. And now it's that next step?
Yes.
Represents too, because it does show, like, you've got your, you know, you've got your medals on the wall, you've got your certificates on the wall, you've built it up, you know, but now it's like, okay, here's an opportunity, and maybe it is that writing, and what are you doing, and are you holding yourself back? Is there fear about the other end? You know, can you not finish? You know, it's like, people are going to read it. Or I remember when I published my book, I didn't even think about people reading it until it was coming out, and mine took place in a shower, hello, right? But sometimes we, you know, get fearful of the very end instead of letting go of that fear and really opening up. Now is your time. I mean, this is all what the cards are showing right now.
Beautiful.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. So take this with you. And as you go about this month, see where you can really let go of the fear, let go of the doubt, do a little tapping if that's what's getting in your way. You know, I'll be 60 this year myself. And you know what? We've had a lot of experience. We really have. We have had a lot of experience to build on. And maybe we've tried it in the past, but that doesn't mean it won't work in the future, right? Or in today's time. Take that experience. Take your writing out into the world. Open it up to the infinite possibility that is all around you. Yes, absolutely.
Anything coming through for you, Terry Lynn, in terms of any particular? I've done a good bit of tapping. Any particular area for tapping that's coming through for me?
I would just simply start with, you know, I mean, start with that emotion that comes up. I like to start on the karate chop point and just say, okay, even though I'm feeling this, I love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling fear, even, I don't know what you're feeling, you know, even though I'm judging my writing, you know, I love and accept myself. And as you tap, then what are those thoughts that come forward? And then just keep moving around the points and just keep tapping. I like to use that movie mind. I mean, that's what my book is about, Confessions of a Shower Tapper. It gives you some scripts, but really, like, what is it you're telling yourself? And just tap on all of that until you can get it down and that resistance down. Yeah.
So great.
Absolutely. I love tapping. All right, Crystal, thank you so much for calling. Kate, be sure to call, follow me and get those gifts. Absolutely.
All right. Blessings. Thanks again.
Blessing. Thank you, too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. Yes, 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 yes. So many things are around us. And maybe the same is for you, too. Maybe you have so many things to choose from that it gets you a little bit overwhelmed. That's actually, Kate, that's actually a good thing to talk to tap on, is that overwhelm, right? Tap on that, get clear, and then that can help you move forward and create. Pentacles are all about our money, the way we build our lives, right? The way we tap into that. Taking a nice deep inhale. And exhale. Let's see. I'm going to North Carolina now. Del.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. What part of North Carolina are you from?
I'm close to Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right. I go to Charlotte a couple of times a year. Yep.
Oh, okay.
My business
good.
Treats are. Yeah, absolutely. So what's going on for you?
Well, just trying to see. I'm kind of like the other ladies to call in about romance, but I'm been praying and asking the angels and universe about a spiritual love connection, a very special person that I would like to, you know, one day have a special relationship that may lead to a lifetime, you know, love.
Okay. All right, well, take a nice deep inhale, and let's see what's getting in the way of that. Let's see if we can figure out what the challenges are. And just tell me when to stop shuffling.
Stop.
Okay, take a nice deep inhale. And exhale. All right, so one of the first cards that comes up is in the Swords energy, the Suit of Swords and Knight of Swords, and it's reversed. And sometimes when I see swords come right up in the first card of a reading, I always want to check in with the mind. I love that you say you're praying. That accesses a different part of our mind. It's like meditation. But sometimes we can get very, very critical, and that's the other part of the brain. And when those swords come into this, I just double check within about the own way you're judging yourself, all right? And when we judge ourselves, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not lovable enough, that's where we get into really blocking the love coming in at us, all right? I've been working on the I'm not lovable one myself, so I can very much relate to that. So when we block that, no matter how much we want love to bring in, if we're not loving ourselves, how can anybody else love us? All right. And so we look at that in the actions we take. Are we doing self-care? Are we eating right? Are we being healthy? Are we working at our job good? Are we being careful and loving? You know, we look at all these many things because we can say, oh, I love myself. But we have to look at our actions as well. So I think that perhaps, you know, just opening up to that energy a little bit greater, taking out some of the critical parts of your own self can help then to bring that to the surface. That man that you're looking for. All right. And then the next card that comes up is in that challenge position is that sometimes we give our power over to others. It's the Hierophant. All right. And you asked about the spiritual relationships. So that is the spiritual leader generally, right? Someone that we, you know, look to for guidance and all. So I am going to just be really clear and just, you know, again, it's like knowing your own energy, knowing where you are in your own power, never giving away your power to anybody ever, no matter how much you love them. You can merge with them. You can love them. But when you give your power away to someone else, you lose who you are. You lose that part of you. You can have a very strong and very powerful spiritual relationship without giving your power over. So as you go about in search of this for you this year, which is a great goal, a great thing to manifest, a great thing because it also does help you work on your own self. All right? Does any of that resonate for you?
Oh, yes, very much.
Yeah, and maybe some even like looking at your past relationships. You know, was this a problem? Was this a pattern? And you definitely don't want to bring that same pattern in as well. So that is, there are many things to do for that to help you, because the next card that does come up is that the sun is going to shine for you. It is going to happen, but it is reversed. All right. And it's the only of the other is reversed too. So it is reversed too. So that means that there is some work that you can do for you as you go through this year. And it's actually really great work because it's, like I said, it's being, you know, really good to yourself, really loving, self-care, check in with your diet, check in with your exercise, making sure you do spin. You said prayer, so that's great. Extend that prayer into your breath, like say your prayers and breathe deep for 5 minutes. You know, this is really important, and this is going to make you feel more empowered in your spirit so that you can attract that spiritual relationship for you.
Right.
Does that help?
That's good. Yes, it helps a lot. This is a confirmation, really. Yes. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's why I love the tarot readings. They do bring us confirmation and help us then to look into some of those darker secret places that we don't sometimes look at. So definitely those are some good cards for you. Please do follow me, join in, and learn a little bit more on how you can empower your spirit.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in today. All right, everybody, take a nice deep inhale. And exhale. Beautiful cards. Something to work forward, you know? I mean, I think it's fun when we can work on ourselves and open our hearts. I know I've been doing this myself, and it makes us feel better in the process of. So we're not just stressing, oh, I want to meet somebody, I want to meet somebody. But no, we can open our heart and take care of ourselves and let our spirit radiate out so that we become all nice and shiny. And when we go out, we radiate that out. And we do things that we love. That's the other thing, too. Del, it's like, do things that you love. Get out there. I don't know what your hobbies are, but make sure they're things that you love, not just like going to a bar and trying to find somebody, but go out rock climbing or hiking or biking or, you know, something that's good for you and it makes you feel good. And that's the most attractive energy of all. All right. So let's just take a nice deep inhale. Exhale out. Let's see here. I got enough time. Some more. Let's see. Let's go to New York City, my old hometown. Hi, May. How are you?
I'm good. Well, it's Mary. Hi, Carrie.
Oh, Mary. I couldn't read my writing. I did write May. But Mary, thanks for calling in. Thanks for holding on all this time as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Taking my
yeah,
call.
How much snow did y'all get in New York City?
You know, I don't know exactly because I haven't checked the weather
yeah?
in the past. But the thing is that they forecasted 6 to 8 inches, but mostly outside of Manhattan, you know, like
okay.
in Queens, Brooklyn, and Connecticut.
All right. Well, I've seen a few blizzards in New York City. I have. I've seen them come in and go out and be stuck. And that's actually the fun, right, when the whole city shuts down, right? I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. So what is going on for you today?
Well, I'm just wondering what you see in terms of my career and love life progression for 2017.
Okay, well, which one you want to ask about? It's kind of hard to ask about both. Which one? I'm going to make you choose.
Well, maybe like whatever the cards come up with, you know, whatever
right.
direction it goes. Does
All
that
right,
work?
Let's do our blessings, challenges, and actions. Yep, it will. And we'll see what suit comes forward. Take a nice deep inhale.
Okay.
And just tell me when you want me to stop shuffling.
Okay.
Show us. All right. Very interesting. Very interesting. All right. You actually drew the Lover's card, but it is
yeah.
in the reverse. So it's there, but you're not accessing it. It is the challenges. The first card that comes up is the Page of Swords. Now, that's all about, again, the Swords gets into the mental plane. It gets into some of the challenges, new ideas, new thoughts, those kind of things. And this one is the Page of Swords. So there is a message coming forward for you. All right. So I'm going to call you back. I'm going to draw you back to the attention of the card that we first drew with the angels, and that's divine timing. So with divine timing being really present in your life, where's that message for you? All right. And the next card that came up was the actual Lover's card, the Two of Cups. So that message is coming for you. You must be in the divine timing to receive it. All right. And one of the actions that is coming forward is the Seven of Cups, which is also the cups is the heart energy, right? Is not being too multitasking, not being all over the place, not being like ungrounded so that you cannot find that message for you. Does that make sense? You sometimes find yourself multitasking all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of hard not to in New York City, I do understand. But the way that we do that, especially this card always shows us at the Seven of Cups, is that the center card is that crown chakra has this halo glow, but it's covered, you know. So it's like, okay, come back into your spiritual tools. When you find yourself all over the place and you're not in that divine timing, you're not in that, which is also, I'm equating it to present moment, right? Take some deep breaths. Run your energy. Ground your energy, you know, connect heaven and earth. And that's going to help open you up to that present moment because you are missing it. It is there. It is under the surface. You just haven't accessed it yet. Does that make sense?
Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we see that message coming, when we see this card, it's like, okay, clear your mind. So all that chatter of the mind doesn't get away of that message coming in. That's divine timing. And there is a message for you. So somewhere in your travel, somewhere in your activities that you're doing, that love is in there for you. It's around you. Or it wouldn't have come up, especially asking which, and the Two of Cups shows up, right? Okay. So it's there, but it's reversed, all right? When it's reversed, the energy is underneath the surface. It hasn't been accessed. All right. So there's somewhere that you're not seeing it. And then again, the next card was that Seven of Cups, which just shows us like, oh God, I've got so much going on in the air. And that also could mean too, like, are you really too busy for love? Are you taking some time to really get out there and find that for you? And I know this answer, I mean, not this answer, but I know this card for this question for my own self, because it's like, oh yeah, I do want to do it, but then it's like, I'm too busy to go out and meet people. I'm too busy to internet date. I'm too busy. So okay, Tara, which is it? You know what I mean? So that's kind of what this card can mean too. If you're really seeking love, making the time to do it, taking care of yourself, opening your heart, going into places, you know, not keeping yourself isolated, you know, that kind of thing. And I imagine in New York City, you know, you can just get out and walk. I mean, I know that you can just get out and walk, go to the park, but opening up that vibration is really key here. Staying focused on that.
Yeah. Yep. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, take that in and see where you can find those messages around you, especially as you move through this week and, you know, move through this month and into the year, and look for those messages because they're there for you. Love is underneath the surface. It is around. So looking out there and staying focused and bringing that energy in for you. And when you find yourself multitasking or being all over the place or being disillusioned with it, that's also what this card means, disillusioned. And maybe sometimes we get that way. I'm never going to meet anybody. I can't find anybody. You know, I've heard some of those own thoughts myself. So it's just getting clear, coming back into your spiritual practice, you know, meditating, using your breath, grounding your energy, releasing the negative chatter of the mind so that you can keep in that high vibration that attracts it for you.
Okay, great.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you. So please, I hope you'll follow me, join my group, and collect those gifts that I'm offering today. Yes,
okay.
Thank you for being a part of my premiere episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. Have a good day. Tell
you
New York
too.
Hello from me. I'll be there soon. Thank you. All right, everybody. I'm sorry if I didn't get to all the callers. There are still more, but I do offer you the same thing. Join my Facebook group and you will get a private reading. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio and I will send you this guide, 7 tips to what you need to know to empower your spirit. So take a deep inhale. If you're listening later, these cards are meant for you. And just send all that breath all the way down so whatever needs to settle into your own consciousness can settle in. Absolutely. All right. So let's see. Going forward. Yes, I'll be back next week with Dr. Teft. I'm very excited. Gregory Teft with his new book, Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Long, Lean, Strong, and Better. That's on the 16th. And then on the 23rd, Katie Rogers will be joining me again talking about predictions for the year of the rooster. And let me tell you, I am a fire rooster, so a big year coming up. We'll also be doing a Facebook Live during the broadcast, so you'll be able to see us. We're going to be bringing in some great things to show you as well about the year of the rooster. She is a great feng shui master here in Birmingham, all over, though. She's out in California. She's all around. I love Katie. All right, locally, starting on 1/11, I am starting a Reiki and meditation circle at Birmingham Yoga, Wednesdays, 5:30 to 6:30. Yes, Birmingham Yoga has graciously put us on their schedule, so please do. If you've been wanting to learn a little bit more, experience it, or just even join in for an hour of beautiful energy, come to Birmingham Yoga. It's right before my restorative class. It's from 5:30 to 6:30, and my restorative class following is from 6:30 to 7:45. I have a Reiki 1 coming up at Natural Forces Studio on January 14th. That's this Saturday. I have 4 spots left. Please join us. A great way to start your new year off. January 21st, pretend, imagine, visualize 2017. So you've got your intentions, your vision board. Now what? How do you bring this in? We will be opening our images, our imaging faculty, our intuition, and teaching you the guidelines to help you bring this in. I am thinking of doing a vision boarding right before in my own studio, so we'll let you know if that happens. If you're interested, do let me know. Post in the group. So be sure to follow me, as I've said the whole show. Please do follow me. You'll find out more information. And in honor of this brand new show starting and opening, I am offering some gifts. So let's just take a moment and ground our energies. Bring all this in for you. May you take this with you as you go through your week. Empower your spirit. Play and live and be strong in your life. Thank you so much for joining me. This is your host, Tara Ann Hyman. Talk to you soon. Have a great day to your spirit. Namaste.